know, Mayor, I was going to call you later this afternoon. I didn't know you'd be listening right now. I thought you'd be out at lunch.
Fred, everybody listens to your show. Come on.
All right, Mayor. Now, what we're going to do is go over this, okay? And what I don't want to do, and I say it because you and I have conversations all the time, we have to be very general in the way we speak because a lot of this is political ease and people aren't going to understand it, okay? Let's start with this. Did a member of an oversight board that was commissioned or put in place to keep an eye on things like that, did a member of the oversight board, in fact, file a complaint with the Department of Finance?
They wrote a letter to the Department of Finance.
Okay, but that would be considered a complaint. They would, letter of concern.
Yes, a letter of concern raising some, what she perceived to be some issues.
Okay, so I didn't know it was a woman, but it was a member. Can you tell me her name? It's public record. I just don't know her name.
Gloria Gray.
Okay. So Gloria, who was a member of the Oversight Board, looked at this and said, I have some problems, I have some concerns here, and filed a letter of warning or complaint with the Department of Finance. Now, it has to do with Carson Marketplace, and that's how the Chargers and Raiders come in, because obviously that's the land that they're going to build their stadium on, correct?
Correct.
Very good. Carson Marketplace owned this land, and you guys...
Not anymore.
Right, not anymore. They did own it, but you put the deal in place for them to secure the land, and that land is now secured by the Chargers and the Raiders. Right?
And it's owned by the JPA.
And it's owned by the JPA, right. Yes. And that's the contaminated land, which is owned by the JPA.
Correct.
Okay. Carson Marketplace owned the land. They owed you money. They owned the city money. We've talked about that in the past. And you could have foreclosed on that land. You chose not to, correct?
Yes. They had a payment due to the city of $3 million.
Okay.
Because when the original agreement was put into place, they were supposed to have certain timetables, and they were supposed to have constructed already an outlet and retail mixed-use center, and the city was anticipated to be receiving sales tax revenue. And the agreement we reached with them is that if they didn't meet these certain timetables, they would pay $3 million to the city. I think it was earlier this spring that the money came due.
Okay,
they didn't have it.
They didn't have it. So what you basically did was you excused it, correct?
No, that's not true.
What did you do?
What we did, it was structured into the purchase and sale agreement, with which ultimately is the Raiders and the Chargers, and they, as part of the construction of the stadium, they are going to pay the $3 million in terms of improvements to the city.
But
it's in the agreement. It's clearly laid out there, Fred, that the city is not in any way, shape, or form being forgiving the $3 million that was owed, and we're going to get that money.
Well, didn't they owe you
part of the transaction?
But didn't they owe you more than $3 million, Mayor?
No. They would owe us more money in the future as certain timetables came up that obviously, there's nothing there. It's just a piece of dirt.
Right.
So towards the end of the year, they would owe us more money because the city wouldn't be making certain sales tax revenue projections. And next year and into the future, they would owe us more money. That part is correct. But if we're able to construct a stadium on that facility, then we won't have a vacant piece of land, and it will be generating revenue for the city.
Right, but if you can't, then you basically have forgiven the rest of the money they owe you.
No, we did not forgive it. They owed us $3 million.
Fred, you're saying so it was $3 million, period.
Yes.
Okay.
As if they owe us now is $3 million.
Okay.
And that's included into the transaction agreement. And Fred, as your listeners know, because you and I have talked about this before, whether there's a NFL stadium coming to that site or not, something is going to be built on that site because land is going to be remediated. It's going to be completely able to sustain
right.
a development on
yes.
it because the Department of Toxic Substance Controls has approved it and Department of Finance has approved it.
But, Mayor, I guess my question is, why would a member of the Oversight Board cite concerns of irregularities? Why would this member, and I now know her name is Gloria, suggests there would be loss of millions of dollars to the city of Carson State Schools, the county of Los Angeles. And why would she decide to send this letter to the Department of Finance, the people that have to give you $50 million to finish remediating the land? Why would she file this protest if she was part of the group that was deciding whether or not it should happen?
Excellent, excellent question, Fred, and that is precisely why I wanted to call and get on your show. Gloria Gray, who is the member of the Oversight Board, and she's also an elected official in her own right, she represents, can you guess what area? Inglewood. You hear the bells going off? She, at a previous Oversight
Board hearing. But let me ask you one question before you say that, and that's great to know. But she's not appointed by anyone in Inglewood to the Oversight Board, is she? Who appoints her to that? It wasn't somebody in Inglewood.
She is the appointee of the Supervisor Mark Reilly Thomas.
Okay, and he has nothing to do with Inglewood, does he?
Well, he represents Inglewood, too, but he also represents Carson.
Okay, so, I mean, that just could be a coincidence. It could have been any member of the Oversight Board, no matter where they live.
Yeah, sure. This is what I want to have this opportunity for, to expound upon what we're just talking about.
Great.
There was an Oversight Board meeting a week and a half ago or so that she did not attend, and she failed to attend, and that is where the Oversight Board authorized the $55 million in bonds for this project that the city council had previously authorized. So she did not attend that meeting.
Okay.
But prior to that meeting, there was a previous meeting where the Oversight Board was given presentation, and they were informed of what was coming down, so everyone would be informed and no one would be surprised as to what was happening. And at that meeting, she was present. And at that meeting, Fred, she said that she was going to recuse herself because she felt biased, because she was from Inglewood, because she was an elected representative from Inglewood. She felt because her ties are with the Inglewood community. Moreover, because she favors Inglewood.
But does she? But does she not represent the county mayor, and not Inglewood?
Well, on the oversight, there's different oversight boards for different successor agencies.
Right.
Which used to be the former redevelopment agency.
Okay.
But yeah, but these are her words. This is what she said, Fred. So at that meeting, she recused herself. She didn't participate. She got up, and she didn't participate in that meeting. Now we fast forward. She wrote a letter. And in the letter, she raises concerns that, remember, the Department of Finance approved this project.
She wants, she's asking them to unwind it. Yeah, she's asking them to unwind it. She's asking them to stop it.
They're the ones that approved it.
But
they're
not going to
unwind something that they approved. Fred, this is, as you said in your presentation, it's a red herring, and it's an attempt to slow the momentum that Carson has. Because I know, Fred, you don't believe it's a race, but there's no denying that the momentum is on Carson's side. The NFL owners just met in San Francisco, and all news accounts that I've seen, and like you and I, you know, we follow this stuff, every news report indicates that the momentum has now shifted to Carson. Carson is putting forward a very viable and fantastic project for the NFL. It's a great opportunity to bring professional football back to Southern California. And this letter from a member of the board who herself said she was biased in favor of Inglewood. So I'm not putting words in her mouth. Those are her words. She said that publicly, Fred. Now, I can also read into the fact that because she represents Inglewood as an elected official, because she lives in Inglewood, she grew up in the area, she used to be on the Inglewood school district, I can further add that I believe that she is definitely in favor of Inglewood's project over Carson, and that she would do anything she possibly could to undermine our effort.
So,
I can't, but she personally says she was biased in this proceeding.
Well, I have to tell you, Mayor, I have to tell you, A couple of things. And I believe, we've been doing some research since you gave us her name, I think she's on the Metropolitan Water Board as well. So,
yes.
I mean, she's pretty highly respected, I would think. But I mean,
oh, she's I actually consider her a friend.
Okay.
I helped Gloria when she ran. I consider her a friend.
But what I'm saying now is, what you're saying is that she fired off this letter to Sacramento to the Department of Finance to undermine what you're trying to do. And I think what I'm taking from it is, and it's fine, these are your words, that there's no basis nor merit to this letter, and that
absolutely.
So you're saying there's absolutely nothing to this?
Nothing to it.
Okay. Well,
absolutely nothing to it. It's, as you said, Fred, a red herring. It's, as you said, an attempt to slow the project, because if there is a delay, it absolutely
It blows it up.
The detriment of the project.
No, if there's a delay, it's over. You know that as well as I do.
Yeah. So I think what's happened is that other parties have taken it upon themselves to try to do whatever they can to ensure that Inglewood is the site that's picked and selected by the NFL.
And you're saying you're saying she comes in with an agenda. She told you that, and you're suggesting that she was going to do everything possible, I guess, and put it in your own words, but she was going to do everything possible to derail what you were doing and slow you down.
Absolutely. I think she's part of that effort. Absolutely.
You and I talk, and the audience should know this. You and I talk. We talked yesterday, did we not?
Yes, we did.
Okay. And we talk a couple of times a week. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Okay. I have to tell you, with some of the talks to you all the time, those are pretty strong statements, Mayor. That's a pretty strong statement. Are you standing by that statement?
Fred, it's the absolute truth.
Okay.
She, out of her own mouth, she has said that she is biased in this process. Those were her words.
But she,
and remember, I want to also make this point, Fred. When the actual vote was taken by this oversight board to approve this, it was approved unanimously. Every single member there who takes their responsibility seriously, every single one of them had questions. They asked questions. They read their reports and asked more questions. Every single one of them voted in the affirmative to approve this unanimously. One absence, and the person absent was the lady that wrote the letter.
Boy, I don't, you know, it's really interesting to hear this, because I know she, well, I can assume, I don't know her, but I think she takes what she does seriously. You said she's a friend. You have high respect for her. I don't think she's a City of Inglewood representative, but you're saying that she, at the 11th hour, is pulling out and throwing a fastball right at you.
Yes. You know, and Fred, if you have a copy of the letter, one of the complaints that she has is that she didn't have sufficient materials provided to her. Well, that's absolutely not true. Every member on the commission had all the information available to them, just as every member of the public has that information available to them, because it's on our website. That's one of the complaints that she makes in her letter, is that, well, that she didn't have the information. Well, that's just not true. And based on that, she's asking the Department of Finance to unwind this process, a process that they've sanctioned, that they approved. Department of Finance pre-approved all this.
Mayor, could this in any way, and I know you've got to go, and we've kept you a little bit too long, and I appreciate you calling in. Do you think in any way, shape, or form, because I think it's serious when somebody writes a letter like this to the Department of Finance, do you think in any way this could slow things down? Do you think in any way the Department of Finance could say, hold on, Carson, give us 15 minutes here, let us look at this one more time? Do you think that's a possibility?
Fred, let me say unequivocally and in the most absolute terms as I can, no, not one second will the momentum and the progress that we made be slowed down because of this. I'm not saying that there's other things that, you know, may come up that may, you know, postpone, delay. I'm not saying that, and I hope not. But this issue is not going to result in any delay whatsoever. Guaranteed.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate you calling. Thank you for addressing this. I was going to call you later, but you called me, so it made it easy.
Great. Thank you, Fred.